and welcome to episode number 12 of Girl Fight. We are short on the gals today. I'm Nicole Tanner. I'm your host. Today I am joined by Christine Steimer.
Hello, hello.
And Jessica Chobot.
Hello.
Megan, unfortunately, is sick, and Dana's husband sprained his ankle or his foot, so she's been taking him to the doctor.
Men are such babies.
Yeah. I mean,
my foot hurts.
Yeah, that's what she hoped that it was, too. She thought it was, you know, she sent me an IM that was like, I hope this is just a case of man babiness, but I guess it turned out to be the real deal. So, today is Jess's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday!
Go me! Go mom and dad!
Yay!
Thanks, mom! Specifically mom.
Yeah.
Dad, not so much.
Yay! He contributed.
He contributed, but not as much as she did.
He probably enjoyed the contributing more.
Yeah, yes. I think he had the good end of the deal on that one.
For sure. And it is also Bungie Day.
Yeah. I like how everybody paused. Yeah. Like, man.
Silence.
Yeah. Somebody brought that up on the Facebook page.
I don't appreciate them jacking my day. This is my day. It's not their day. It's my day.
Yeah. And they didn't do much just the new trailer.
They had a new trailer go out today, and it has new stuff in it, basically.
We have a new IGN Girl Fight and Daily Fix today, so sit on that.
That is two pieces of content from Jessica Chobot today versus one from Bungie.
Yeah.
Point Jessica Chobot.
Thank you.
Yes, there we go. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's start off like we always do with what we've been playing. Jess, how about you?
Nothing. And let me clarify that. I'm still working on Alan Wake. I'm just about done with, I think, the second chapter, and I left my memory cards and the game at my boyfriend's in LA.
Oh, no.
I have nothing, but luckily to keep me from being completely sad.
You have Dragon Age,
and,
right?
But here's the thing. My Dragon Age save is on his hard drive.
Oh, no.
So not only did I leave my own personal saves for all my games, well, almost all my games at his house, but also the Dragon Age. I had played at his house and saved it on his hard drive because it's a long story.
Okay.
Anyway, so I've got, you know, like kind of nothing. But to make up for it, and the reason I'm not crying into my lap, I've started reading The Gunslinger.
Oh, my God.
So the Stephen King, The Dark Tower series, and I've finished Gunslinger. I am now working on, what is it?
The Drawing of the Three.
I'm about, I'd say halfway through, maybe slightly less. I'm loving it. So I'm just kind of, I just spit on myself. I'm just kind of,
I'd be that excited too.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm just drooling everywhere. So I'm pretty absorbed in those.
Yeah.
So even if I've got nothing to play.
Dark Tower, the whole series as a whole, is one of my favorite pieces of literature of all time. It is fantastic.
I have to ask, Stephen King, so is it scary?
Parts of it can be. It's more fantasy than it is horror.
That's good.
So
I think Stephen King, I think horror. I don't want to read that.
No, it's
It's not like that. I mean, there are some scary parts later on down the road. I'm not going to give anything away since she's reading it.
Yeah,
but it's not anything like most of his other books.
They make sense as to why they're scary, because it's like during up to this point for me at least. I don't know what happens later, but they're applicable. They're like battle sequences, or it explains why he's choosing to do certain things. It's not necessarily just a horror
Some
fiction
creepy man
where
comes out of the dark and stabs you in the face.
Out of nowhere.
No. Not that stuff.
So that's what I've been doing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, can't complain about that.
Mm-mm.
How about you, Christine?
I've been playing a lot of random stuff. I just reviewed Monkey Island 2 Special Edition LeChuck's Revenge.
Game titles are just getting longer and longer.
It's really annoying.
It's like the, what was that one singer that had that super, super long... Oh, Fiona Apple. Remember when she came out? It was like this huge thing when she came out with her CD, and it was like a 20 long, like word long title.
Right,
I remember what it was.
Which, of course, sounded more funny in my head till I started trying to explain it, and then you guys are just staring
and
at
I'm
me.
And I'm like, what?
Well, sorry.
I'm trying to think of like, you know, what it is.
But, when the pawn something, 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 something.
So it's like a novel, but a CD cover. But, so played that on PC and then on PS3 and Going to play it on Xbox tonight. Woo!
They're making you play it 3 times?
You always play, like, the different versions to make sure it's the same. Not necessarily the whole thing.
But they've assigned that whole thing to you to try the different versions on each.
Oh, yeah, okay. The reviewer always tries the different ones to make sure that they're the same and they can copy the review.
That makes sense.
And then I played Sam and Max, but I played They Stole Max's Brain. Haven't played any of the other ones in the series, but it still made sense, which was good.
That's good, yeah.
And then, what else did I play? I played some Crackdown as well, but only a few hours of it. And then I had to go back to work and play Monkey Island and all the other stuff, which I thoroughly enjoy. So it was not hard by any means, but yeah, that's... Yeah. Pretty much what I've been doing. What about you, Nicole?
I've been playing a lot, actually. I finished Dream Chronicles, Book of Air. It's a short game, and I want to correct something I said last week. I said that like I thought it cost like $10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's actually only $7. So for that price, definitely worth it if you like the point-and-click type adventure games. And I have also been playing Toy Story 3, which is actually super fun.
Yeah, I actually do want to play it because I think it looks fun.
What's that on?
It's on 360, Xbox, PS3, everything, yeah. I'm playing it on the 360, but 360 and PS3 are basically the same. The cool thing about it is it has this toy box mode, which is basically a sandbox game where you get the toys from Toy Story, and you can just do missions and things with them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You can do missions or not do missions, and you can pick up your little townsfolk and throw them, and, you know, you can do all kinds of weird stuff.
Doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And what else have I been playing? Oh, I've been playing Singularity, because I'm reviewing that for What They Play. It's okay. It's kind of a Bioshock-esque type shooter, where you've got your gun in your right hand, and you've got your special powers in your left hand. The different thing about this one is that you have the ability to... what's called revert things, which is basically shift them through time so you can decay things or you can restore them.
Oh, I've been wanting to play this. Do you like it then?
It's okay. I mean, it's not something fantastic that I would, you know, praise, but it's definitely been fun. It's a solid, yes, it's definitely
How's
a solid
the story
shooter.
And everything?
It's actually pretty good, too. Basically, the gist is that the Soviet Union was doing research during World War II, and they discovered this special element called E99, which is more powerful than anything, you know, in the world. Mm-hmm. And so they started to harvest it, but a singularity blew up and mutated all the people that were on that island. And so you play as an American soldier going to check out what's going on. And you actually move back and forth through time because you're wearing this thing that can morph time. You are affected by the radiation. And so you play some of it like in the 1950s and then the rest of it like in current day.
So in the 1950s, you not have powers?
You do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Because the thing that gives you the powers was actually developed in the 50s.
Oh, it was. All right.
So...
I think it'd be cool if they didn't.
But basically,
like,
what you're doing is you're going back in time to like save people from getting killed, so that you can alter the future and all that kind of stuff.
I saw a brief demo of it during a gamer's day a while back, and then never heard about it again. But always thought, oh, how cool! Like I like the way that things. I think that's. Thing they specifically showed us during this demo was that they was the graphics for when things started to fall apart.
Right.
And they had some sort of scene where you were trying to talk to your old scientist buddy or you had a flashback and then you had to destroy whatever you were in. Anyway, I thought, whoa, this looks really cool.
Yeah.
Completely forgot about it. And then since then it's come out, but I haven't really seen a lot of advertising for it either.
There hasn't been a lot of advertising. I've been kind of surprised because it really is a solid game.
It's like slipping through
Activision,
the radar.
Right?
Yeah, it's Activision.
And so they have money.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. They have money, so I don't know what's going on there. It's kind of weird. I don't know if it didn't turn out as well as they thought it should, but I thought it was good. Like I said, it's not like fabulous, fantastic, but it's a solid shooter. So I would recommend it to those that have the money to spend on a game if you're looking for something else to play, especially during the slow summer season. So, that's what I've been playing, and before we get started, I want to do this little shout-out. We got this totally sweet letter that today is actually Chris Moxon and his wife Shannon's third wedding anniversary, so happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And he asked this is his quote specifically. He says, "Anyways, if you could, can you tell her that I love her with every fiber of my being and that I couldn't ask for a better wife and mother of my beautiful daughter, Isabella? I truly would not be where I am today without her."
Aww.
That's cute.
It is sweet.
Super sweet. So, yeah. So
we
thanks,
do
Chris.
Fun things at the, on the IGN Girl Fight chat.
So, yeah. So, we're going to move into our topic this week. We do have a topic this week. Those of you who are avid World of Warcraft players probably know about this already. But Blizzard has announced that on their forums, now you are going to need to be using your real name as opposed to a fake name. And they said, this is a quote from their post, the official forums have always been a great place to discuss the latest info on our games, offer ideas and suggestions, and share experiences with other players. However, the forums have also earned a reputation as a place where flame wars, trolling, and other unpleasantness run wild. Removing the veil of anonymity typical to online dialogue will contribute to a more positive forum environment, promote constructive conversations, and connect the Blizzard community in ways that they haven't been connected before. So they're doing it to get rid of trolls, basically.
Which I get.
I get that, too. Yeah.
I think it makes sense, but I also don't know. I'm just really curious to see which way this is going to go, because it's either going to work and be fine, or it's going to destroy the community over there, because people will just leave.
Right. I think it's going... I see a mass exodus of their... I mean, I see the hardcore people that have nothing to worry about that really do go there just to have, like, legit conversations and stuff stick around, but I think compared to the amount of people that are there that are just there because it's a forum and they can just, you know, verbal diarrhea all over the place. That, I think you're going to see a big drop.
But do you think that people who are still the hardcore people that want to be there might be concerned about people stalking them or doing other weird things? Would they leave as well? You know, that's sort of the thing.
I don't know. My thing on it is... two, which I don't think they're thinking all the way through, or maybe they have and they just feel like it's is part of the fun of the forum. I would think specifically with the World of Warcraft forum is that you usually have a tendency to use your character's name. And so
you can still do that. You're still going to have the option
to do that. It's still tied to your real name, though, right?
It's basically
be like your real name,
your
and
real name
would
be there, but you have the option of having your in-game character alongside it.
But I don't know. I think those two things, takes down the veil of that concept of role-playing that a person would have in an MMO. You know, like, you've made your character, you're so into World of Warcraft, everything you do is in World of Warcraft is usually based off of that character as far as like why you're there in the first place. Granted, the forums are just kind of like a sounding board, and so you're not really doing anything there other than like chatting. But even then you're still in that World of Warcraft world in your head, because you've gone to their little hotspot and you've seen all these little like things that you can click on that take you to all these other World of Warcraft stuff, and you know, your icons, your character, and this is your, you know, like so I think like maybe disassociating the forums in that manner by forcing people to use their real life identity versus just keeping it the way it is right now. I don't think it's going to hurt the game. I just think it's going to be one of those things that kind of jostle the player or that individual a little bit out of whatever little magical runaway realm they feel like they're in when they're on the computer and they're running around the World of Warcraft site. It's very minor, but that would probably be the reason that I would stay away from it. Less about, you know, the flaming and more about the fact that, I guess another good example, because I'm having a hard time explaining it, is like when you played, if you ever played Final Fantasy XI, which is Final Fantasy Online, and you'd log in, you'd have that play live or something. They had their own little like system built in. And there, you know, you might not be playing the actual game, but the whole you had access to all these community aspects to the game, and you did everything in those communities as your gamer tag, as that character. And by removing that, I think there, as well as removing it in World of Warcraft, it automatically makes a divide between the community and the game. That was much better explained.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great point. That's one that I hadn't thought of. I actually looked up some psychological information on this just because I'm fascinated by the fact of how normal people will just act like retards online. No offense to actually, that's insulting. That's insulting to people who are retarded. I apologize for that.
They will act like tools.
Yes, like tools. There we go. They will act like tools online. And
I'm trying to think of a joke and I can't.
But yeah, so there are psychologists out there studying this phenomena right now, and it's actually got a name, like a psychological definition name, called the online disinhibition effect, which basically means because you're anonymous and you can't see the person, the communication is asynchronous, meaning it's not happening, you know, at the same time. Another interesting factor was the idea that it's all in my head, and the fact that when you're talking to somebody online and you don't know what they look like and you know really don't know who they are, but you actually form a picture mm-hmm. in your mind of what they look like, what they sound like, and that, you know, tends to be a negative image.
Yeah.
Typically, this can be positive as well. And also that what you were saying about like being a fantasy, like some people kind of, they may not realize it, but just being online, period, is like a fantasy world.
Oh, I would totally support that theory. I mean, if you pay attention to any of like William Gibson sci-fi stories or anything like a Neuromancer or anything along those lines, that's what that whole story is based off of, is this sense of a fantasy world just by being online. Tron's another great example, you know? And it is. I mean, you're essentially running through an MMO jungle when you're just like trolling the internet. It's just that there's not a, you know, you are the character, and in this land that you're exploring is just doesn't happen to look like land, but mm-hmm. it's still all these different variations. So I would totally support that theory.
Yeah It's also interesting. I mean, I found, I don't read them so much anymore, but comments on articles where I've contributed in some way, shape, or form. I remember Heavy Rain, I think it was the Heavy Rain Second Opinions or something. And I just got my PS3. I mean, this is like the first game I ever played on PS3. I'm not familiar with the controls at all at that point.
Oh, and gosh. So what one to pick up, too.
I know. And so that's what I wrote about. I'm like, you know, this, it was really hard for me when freaking out, you know, at every moment. Which which button which is gotta look at? I can't play this game in a dark room. I need to be able to see the pads on the on the buttons. And you know, there was comments. Oh, you know what? I can't believe IGN hired this person. Blah blah blah. And so I actually wrote back. I'm like, hey guys, you know, this is my first PS3 game.
Yeah.
Give me a break. And they were like, I'm like, way to welcome me to the PS3 community, by the way.
Yeah.
And then they snapped out of it.
Yeah.
And then it went back to something positive, and they went, oh, really, you know, they apologized. Like, now I understand. Like, that makes
sense. And I've noticed that for a lot of things. Like, a lot of editors have similar stories, and myself included, where if you ever reach out to these folks and you call them out on their behavior, they almost always apologize. They almost mm-hmm. always change their attitude. Very few times have I run into somebody who just refuses and decides that they want to remain a jerk.
Yeah.
But I think that's because they don't think of it as talking,
you know,
they assume that there's nobody on the other end of that.
Yeah. They're just spitting it into a black hole and it's never going to reach anyone. But that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everybody, we have the internet too. We can see.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The internet is never truly anonymous. It all goes somewhere. There is always somebody that will be able to access something that you have put, and it doesn't go away.
Yeah,
you know, even if you delete something, there's cookies out there. There's like folders that it's always been.
I always wondered why the hell they named it cookies.
Because cookies are delicious.
I know.
But there's always a folder somewhere. Somebody saved that GIF somewhere. Yeah. You know, like it is always going to be out
Once
there.
It's online,
just a matter of tracking
done.
It down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't think that you people are safe, because you're not.
So how do you guys feel about just using your real identity online, like, period?
I mean, I sort of do on IGN anyway. You know, Steimer-IGN is my forum, whatever. Yeah. I don't go on the forums, though, which is one thing. I've never tried it.
But I have always used some aspect of my name in, like, all of my usernames. And, like, it doesn't, like, I've never felt the need to be, like, another name. Like, I just feel like...
But I can see why you would want to.
Yeah, I can see why you would want to, too.
Especially, I've been reading the responses to that Blizzard post, and a lot of them are females who are worried about being harassed or, you know, being stalked even.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with that. That's one of the reasons. First of all, I hate my first name, which is why I go by Stimer. But no, another reason is Stimer is something you can't figure out whether or not I'm a female.
Right.
Or a male.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of me just says, you know, you're just going to have to deal with it no matter what forms are what forms are. And I understand the concept of policing them to that extent by making it like self. But some people are just not going to care. And so they're still going to behave the way that they behave because at the end of the day, it's just a forum. You know, they're not going to, mom's not going to punish them. You know, somebody from Blizzard's not going to come over and spank them on the butt because they used a swear word in one of the things. It's just, you know, and it's not like Blizzard doesn't have that access to who that individual is anyway. So if they wanted to ban that person or, you know, temporarily or permanently, they could. So my argument there is why try to rebirth this whole concept of the forum? Why wouldn't you just maybe hire more people to follow, you know, to sit there and watch the TOS and make sure that nobody breaks it? I mean, that's somebody's job. So have them do their job. I mean, a huge complaint that I've always had is IGN's TOS seems to be abused consistently, and as far as I'm aware, we hardly do anything about it. And I've had that complaint for years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, but I've given up on it because at the end of the day, one, who cares? Two, I don't know these people in real life. They've got a problem with me or not. So whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, three, I don't go to the forums. I'm not there to sit there and chat. I'm here to play games. So I'm going to be playing a game. You know, World of Warcraft's a little different because it's so community-based. So I can see why the forums would be used a lot more. But I think, yeah, it's ridiculous to sit there and keep beating your head against this wall where forums aren't going to always be what they are. Chat rooms are always going to be what they are. And honestly, if you really want to solve this problem, you just got to crack down on your TOS.
Yeah.
But another thing that I was reading I thought was a good point is for people getting jobs. You know, World of Warcraft has sort of a stigma that all people do is play War. If you're a Warcraft player, that is all you are doing. You know, and you are like in your parents' basement or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And so it would be interesting to see how that would affect, because, you know, every employer now Googles your name. And
right.
So if that's coming up and they're like, hey, this person's really active on the WoW forums, would you, you know, would that, you know, become job discrimination
well,
at some
considering
point?
Considering how many players people play World of Warcraft, yeah, they'll probably be like, you're hired!
let's go do a run!
But I do think that that's for certain companies, it would be something where they might go with someone else.
Actually,
it's not
following that point, going to the extreme of that point, though. How weird would it be if you did have an employer that was just at some random, like, I don't know, wherever, Chick-fil-A or wherever you want to go and put in an application. But like, let's say you're there and they don't hire you because they run Horde and you're running Alliance. And they literally are just like, no, but I'm serious.
No,
like,
there are
some people that are obsessed enough with the game and have, you know, and that's their fan.
Then I guess it'd be sort of like, I'm not going to hire you because you root for a different football team.
Yeah, you root for a different football team.
But it could work the other way as well.
Oh, yeah, you can get hired because you're doing the same thing.
So I guess it's just very interesting. It'll be an
I mean,
cool
when,
thing to see
when
what
my
happens.
Husband, it, the same thing happens in like everything. When my husband and I were buying a house, like our real estate agent was like, we need to know about you personally. Like, what kind of dogs do you have? She's like, I have sold houses where, you know, there have been multiple bids and the people will go with the people who have the same kind of dogs.
Oh, yeah. 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 People are totally weird like that.
Yeah. So.
And I get it. You're like, oh, they might be sort of similar to me. And
therefore,
so they'll like the house the same way that I did.
And they'll keep it sort of maybe the same way that I do. So I won't feel like.
That's so ridiculous. Yeah, it's like people pulling out of a parking slot, like a parking space slower. Did you hear about this study?
No.
There's some study way back in the day that who knows if it's legit or not, or if maybe I'm making it up. But I could have sworn that I saw something that if you are waiting for a person that's pulling out of a parking spot, they'll actually pull out slower because they have in their mind, even if they don't need to, like they're not worried about hitting you, that in their mind that is their spot. It's like a dog. That is their spot, and they do not want to leave it. And if they absolutely have to, because, you know, logically they know they do, that they're going to make you wait for that as long as possible.
Wow.
Because
I've been many a time where I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Pull out of the spot.
Like,
I'm going to fiddle with my purse or do something else. You're just like,
yep. They do it on purpose. Me, I get jerks. Anxious because somebody's waiting there.
I know,
and so
I try to get out as fast as quickly. Yeah, as
I
fast
was
as
like, all right, yeah, exactly. Just yeah. They want my spot, that's cool. I'll get in, get out.
Yeah. But apparently this is like a thing.
Huh. People are so territorial.
It's people are so stupid. I don't like people. I like persons. I like you guys. I like individuals in my life. But as a group, as a whole, I'm very much in like very Mr. Smith matrixy mentality where it's like it's the spell.
That's why we play games.
Yeah, yeah, I try not to socialize.
Yeah. Another interesting thing that I found about kind of people's behavior online when I was looking at this stuff is that forums and comment posts and all that kind of thing, they just have a tendency to attract people with passive-aggressive tendencies because that's how they choose to communicate anyhow. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why there's so many mean people out there, because they're all passive-aggressive.
Have you ever read passiveaggressivenotes.com?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the best site ever.
Oh, great. It's just like,
but sometimes you need
passive-aggressive roommates or things. You're like, clean your... They've got such great notes on there. I can't even think of one off the top of my head. But
it is rather phenomenal.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That's a great site.
Yeah. Awesome. So my take on this is, I don't know, like Megan, even though she's sick, she brought up a good point, you know, which we talked about people knowing your real name and possibly like tracking down your contact information and stalking you, which happens to a couple editors here. The most serious of which being Martin Nix, who got a death threat on his home phone, which is not
cool.
Which
is why most people don't have a home phone number.
Yeah. No, just kidding, that's not why, but
that would be scary. Like, what? How did this person get my number?
Yeah.
Are they outside of my house right now?
Right.
What is happening?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a concern, you know, but at the same time,
So when you say that, though, as far as the names, are they putting the person's full first and last name on there?
Yes.
First and last.
Wow, that is really bad. I have to now, like, really...
You thought
like,
it was just going to be, like, Jessica?
I thought, yeah, and then maybe your tag, your gamer tag?
No, it's first and last.
First and last name... Absolutely not. That is totally. I mean, I guess if they warn you about it ahead of time, then that's...
Yeah, I'm sure that you're going...
But
like,
here's something. Like, let's say I posted something on the WoW forums, I don't know, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's not...
And I haven't gone to the WoW forums since then, or I haven't played WoW. The minute I activate my account and come back to it, because let's say I want to play Cataclysm, does that automatically...
I don't know. I think they said that they're kind of... clearing, like fresh start, sort of. I don't think they're clearing anything, but they, you have to
so
sign
the
up
next
in a new
time
way.
You
so it, I'm sure it'll tell you.
Yeah,
like this is going to use your first real or first, you know, and last name.
Yeah,
I think using your first and last name is such a bad idea. On top of it, why wouldn't somebody just make a fake name?
That's what we were talking about before we actually.
Yeah, I don't know for sure because I don't play WoW, but I would assume that Blizzard has some type of safety, something where, you know, your name has to relate to the name on the credit card that pays for your subscription.
But what about parents that are paying for their kids' subscriptions then?
Well, I guess it would be the parents.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure. Because you used to play WoW, right, Jess?
Yeah.
So do you remember anything, like, sort of?
The only thing I can think of would be the credit card.
Yeah.
But then the credit card situation is... Well, for one, what if you bought game cards at GameStop and then those are anonymous?
Yeah.
What if you do have your credit card listed on there, but, you know, it's your parents' card because your parents are paying for it. Now, whose name is going to actually be up in the forums? It's just like there's so many issues here that it's like... It's like, wow, guys.
Wow.
Maybe you shouldn't do this. There's got to be a better
way. That's why I think there's such a big backlash. I don't think people would care if it was your first name and your
if it was your
character
first name
tag.
And your character tag, that I think is much better than doing a first and last name. Because I'll tell you, everybody Googles themselves, and I've Googled my first and last name. And there's information on there that I never gave that out to anybody.
Yeah.
But it's there. And you could easily, you know, there's people that could easily access it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just like, it's just everywhere. And so, and a lot of times it's automatic. There's a lot of websites that'll just grab information from whatever, if it's they manage to grab it from, mm-hmm. and then they just store it, and then they try to sell it, and it's just
which sparks like a lot of somebody PR. Else has said in there, which was in the forums, which was that they're concerned about spam accounts, because now people can go in there and go, oh, Jessica Chobot, well, I'm going to try jchobot@gmail.com and jessica.chobot@gmail.com until I get...
None of which are those are mine,
none
by
of
the way.
Exactly.
So don't try those.
I wouldn't give your real email out on this, but you know, just try as many variations of this as possible in order to get spam to your account, and then I'm going to pay or, you know, sell this information to people and make money off of it. And that's like...
Yeah, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, though, is like, you don't need the forums to play the game.
Oh, no, directly, but I think the community does make it. I mean, it's World of Warcraft. The whole thing is about playing together with other people, and how else are you supposed to meet people? I mean, you can go in-game and start chatting with people, but I think that the forums in this case are a pretty big part of it. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but no, you don't need the forums to play the game.
No.
But I do think you'd be lacking something pretty substantial if what you want to do in World of Warcraft is to be social.
Uh-huh.
Which if I don't want to do.
That's
but.
Fine. Yeah. Personally, I'm not like that. I would rather just play it as a single-player game. But
exactly. Yeah. Well, off the cuff, slightly, in regards to World of Warcraft... and the fact that I don't like to be forced to group and don't like to be forced to make friends in-game is that BioWare's Old Republic, I asked those guys specifically, when you guys come out with this MMO, you know, I don't want to be forced to group. I don't have time to do that. I can't play that way, but I'd love to explore. And they're like, nope, it's totally like single-player supported.
Yeah, so, I've heard that. Yeah. So, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's the way it should be. I mean, you should be able to experience the game single player, and then, like, there's just extra stuff if you want to do multiplayer. I think most MMOs are going in that direction.
I just think with the amount of things that you hear about, like, people having too much access to personal information on Facebook or MySpace and the problems that have cropped up on there, that I would much rather, as from a company perspective, deal with hiring a couple more people to like really kick down on the TOS and dealing with a bunch of just like forum jerk-offs versus kind of offering up a sacrificial lamb out of all of my subscribers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I'm not someone who ever goes to forums, so it doesn't really... Well, I'll go, but I don't ever post.
When I was younger, I just
like,
lurk.
Go to see things. Yes, I'm a lurker as well. I like to go to the BioWare forums.
When I was younger and I was working a desk job, it saved me from like being... Because I literally was sitting there. I was a secretary. I sat there. I did nothing for like 8 hours. I just had to sit there and answer phones and make appointments. And there was like massive amounts of dead time. So I can really see where people would get really hardcore into... blogs and forums and things when they have nothing else to do for 8 hours. Like, that's it. And probably why games like Farmville and all those are kicking off is because you can play a quick, easy game of, like, I'm going to harvest my potatoes before the phone rings again. And you've got to, like, make that 1 5-minute appointment. So I can see where it's, where this is really going to be potentially damning and a lot of people are kind of up in arms about it, but I don't know. I don't really go to forums that much anymore.
We shall see.
We shall see. I mean, they talk about it like they've basically made the decision, but I think if they get enough of a backlash, then they may go back on it. But but I don't know. Maybe they have other reasons for doing it too. But this is
maybe they
want to
clear out their forums.
Post.
We don't want people here. I know. Put their first and last names on their tag, and that will clear most of them out.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. You know, it's that's not something that. Well, I guess you could say the players pay for it as part of their subscription. But like, technically, if you're gonna, separate it, it's a free service that they provide.
No, I think actually that anybody. I think I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I think anybody can access the forums as long as you're willing to make
an account,
register an account. Actually, that might not be correct.
A lot of times you don't even have to, in lots of game forums, you don't even have to have an account just to go look.
Oh, really?
Oh, to go look.
If you want
to
post, you have to,
Oh, okay. So maybe that's it. Maybe if you want to post, you actually need to have an account. But if you want to just look and lurk, you don't need
anything. Oh, yeah, I've been lurking all day. Not really. But I do lurk on like the BioWare forums and stuff. I'm like, oh, what's going on over here?
Yeah.
Let's see this thread about Caden. Okay, I'll look at it.
Hi, guys. Hey. Sorry, you got to wait. We booked the room.
Dave Clayman.
And Jim Riley.
Well, Dave was making the crazy eyes.
Oh.
He's so good at.
Okay. But yeah, what I was saying is maybe it's not something that they want to support anymore, and maybe they don't see the value in it. Maybe in their eyes it's gotten so bad that it's just...
Yeah.
It's just
maybe
useless.
They just need to purge.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this wound is totally infected. Let's just scrape it out.
Oh, God, Christine. Yeah.
It's gangrene. Let's cut off the arm.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go with cut off the arm, which actually would have been better than scrape it out.
Sorry. I hope nobody was eating while listening to this.
Yeah. Okay. So, anything else you guys want to add to that topic?
I think we covered it.
Alrighty, let's move on to questions. Please. Since we have a ton of them. So, first question. If someone not currently involved in video game business but writes and designs a game themselves, what can they do with the idea if they think it's a good idea? And that comes from Matt. First of all, Matt, I would not send your idea unsolicited to anybody because you're basically signing over your rights to that idea. We run into this problem at the developer that I used to work at where people are like,
oh, really?
Claiming that things were stolen, but it was our policy never to look at anything that said like, hey, I've got an idea for a game, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Your best thing to do is to go have a meeting in person with a publisher or a developer where you both sign NDAs so that you know legally they can't take your stuff and pitch it to them. That's, I mean, it's a hard thing to do not being in the industry.
And even then, you're still risking it because NDAs, you know, they kind of flow like water a little bit. And I know that. Yeah, it's hard. It's also hard to prove that an idea has been stolen because there's a lot of people that have a lot of ideas at any given moment. And if it's semi-similar to yours and you're the one that's accusing them, the proof of burden is going to be on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And doing that thing, isn't that doing that whole thing about like sending it to yourself in a registered letter and not opening the registered letter when it gets returned? I don't think that ever works.
I mean, I've never even heard of that.
Wait, what?
So I heard a way of... To prove that you had an idea, like, this actually was taught to me by an art teacher, which apparently he didn't know what he's talking about, or maybe it worked back in the day, but to prove at that point that you had a piece of original, whatever it is that you were making, you would take that original, you know, make a copy and do whatever you need as close as you can, but take that original once you've done what you need to do with it, put it in a registered, like, envelope so that it's like it's got a registration tag and everything, mail that to yourself, like your home address,
right?
Receive it, sign for it, and then keep that envelope and never open it because it's been proven that you've mailed it before a certain date, it's been delivered before a certain date, you sent it and you signed it, and it's never been opened, so therefore nobody else could have seen that.
Well,
unless you get accused or you're accusing somebody else of stealing that stuff, then you open it up and it's the big voila moment and you're like, see, I can prove it now because this letter wasn't opened until just now and this is
and
the work that's in it,
and, blah, blah, blah.
And I can prove that this was an original creation. And but,
well, I mean, technically, though, couldn't you do that with a computer file? Because they all save what date they were created. I mean, I guess if you're a hacker, you can probably mess with that.
You can probably figure that pretty easily.
Yeah. I think it's more for, like, tactile things.
But I think better advice would be there are lots of tools out there now for people to just play around and make their own games.
Xbox originals.
Yeah, like the XNA stuff and... dev kit for the iPhone to make an app is only like $100 or something like
really?
To get the SDK.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cheap.
Yeah. So there's lots of tools, you know, out there. So I would say, you know, if you can, try to make it yourself or with your friends.
Make it and start a website like a Newgrounds and just start hosting your own games. And then maybe instead of pitching the game, just pitch out the link to your website.
Yeah.
And that way people can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what Chair did for Shadow Complex, I believe, was they had it on their iPhone or something, and they happened to run by Cliff Bleszinski, I think, at GDC or something, and they were able to show him quickly the game, and then Cliff really liked it, and then that's how they sort of picked it up.
I mean, that's the other thing, too, having sat in on lots of publisher pitch meeting type things, is just coming in with a document and saying, this is my idea, does not cut it. You have to have something to show them. They're not going to greenlight an unknown person for $1 million+ right. project right. just on the basis of an idea. So
build it somewhere else first. And that way you sort of have proof that you made that, correct? I mean, that's your proof of concept right there or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or try to get a job at a developer, you know. They're always looking for... most of them are looking for people constantly. I know where my husband works, they are. So
just don't develop your own personal game at some other development company with out because that anything that you make for them,
even
if it's on your off time, but you're there, it will be automatically theirs.
Yeah.
Read what you sign, people.
Yes, definitely. Okay, next question comes from Andy. Andy says that he just played through BioShock and he really liked the Sander Cohen level. I really like that level too. And he wants to know if we think that detouring from the main plot to showcase a cool level idea is a good or a bad thing.
What was the Sander Cohen one? I can't remember.
He's the artist.
Photos.
Where he had to go take photos of the dead people and finish his...
His masterpiece.
And it showed up on the theater stage.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked that one too.
So in that case, I think if it's well done, it does not detract in any way.
I think that just added to the atmosphere of Rapture.
Yeah, that was telling the story of Rapture.
Yeah.
And it was still doing something that you've been doing all along, which is point and shoot.
Right.
During the shooter. But you're just shooting a camera. But I mean, so it's taking you out of the context, but not so far that it seems odd. So if you can parallel train track your idea to
makes sense in the world and it's not completely random, and now you're gonna go shoot monkeys or something. You're like, what? As long as it doesn't make you go, what? I think you're okay.
One of the things that always irritates me is playing platform games that have some kind of space flight mission in them.
Oh yeah, section of Bayonetta. Do you remember that?
I watched my husband play it. But
there was this is perfect to what you're saying right now, where there is a scene almost near the end of Bayonetta where you're trying to get to the final cities for the final boss battle, and she's she's riding on a missile, I believe, and she's essentially flying the missile, and it becomes a standard Japanese flight sim shooter. And it's it was just so monotonous and boring and dumb and it made no sense to the entire game. The whole game up to this point has basically been a hack and slash. And then all of a sudden you're just randomly tossed into this traditional Japanese.
That happened in God of War 3 too. I haven't played it yet, but I watched Greg play it, and where you're falling down the shaft or whatever, you have to just dodge stuff.
Oh yeah, well that's
it's really annoying.
Those levels were annoying in God of War 3. But they appear multiple times throughout the game. It's not just a one-off
random
thing.
Yeah, this was literally, I almost felt and it was so weird because it not only did it change that the gameplay changed, but also the camera changed, the camera angle changed. And all of a sudden, because before you're running around and obviously it's an over-the-shoulder camera for most of it and it's just following her, all of a sudden now it's a deadlock behind her over the shoulder and it's just dun, dun, dun. You can't see what I'm doing right now on the thing.
It's going up, down, around.
But it's just so locked. And I just didn't get it. I'm why the hell is this in here?
Yeah.
It just made no sense.
Yeah.
Because the rest of Bayonetta made so much sense.
If it makes sense, we like those levels. If not, there's nothing worse than a platformer with a flying mission in it, in my opinion.
There's nothing worse than a flying mission, in my opinion.
That's a good point.
It's weird because I used to enjoy flight sims back when I was in my PC nerd gamer days when I was 10. I played X-Wing and all those games. Loved them.
Uh-huh.
Thought they were so cool. I had the joystick going around. Maybe it's just because I had a joystick.
Flying sim.
Maybe it was easier with the joystick. And now
I don't know. I just suck
sticks,
at them. That's why I don't like them.
I don't know. I think flying sim games are fun. Mm. I just don't like it when you're playing one game that you've picked up for a specific reason. And then all of a sudden they just toss in some random game.
Bless you. Was that a sneeze or
no,
a cough?
No, that was Brutal Legend.
Okay, sorry.
That was where I thought I was getting hack and slash and instead got an RTS and went...
And a driving game.
And a driving game, yes.
Yeah. I liked that game, though. I thought all of the elements kind of fit.
I didn't like it at all. Which is sad because I love, you know, Monkey Island, which Tim Schafer worked on.
So. Right. Yeah. Okay. Next question comes to us from Matt. Matt wants to know what we think of the digital deluxe editions of Dragon Age and Mass Effect 2.
The digital deluxe
version? Digital deluxe. Is the extra $10 for the digital deluxe version of these games worth the special armor, a few weapons, and a bit of extra content?
Oh, special armor and that crap, no.
Yeah.
I would get it for special
armor. Well, here's the problem. With any of the special armors, this may not be a problem for this person in particular. It really bugged me. For some reason, in Mass Effect 2, you cannot toggle the helmet. You can't toggle it on and off. So if you have a special armor, locked into that helmet. You can't take it off.
Even when you're like talking to people.
Yeah. Oh. So you're talking to people, it's just the helmet, which for me ruins a lot of it. I want to see Shepard's face like
right.
emoting.
No,
and I can't
totally
do that.
Agree.
Yeah. Which is annoying because in the first game, you picked up, they didn't have armor to this extreme. Yeah. However, there was a toggle button in the menu so you could toggle it on and off if you didn't want it there. And that's what I thought they were going to be doing with this one. Pull up the menu. No toggle.
Oh, really?
Doesn't work.
Okay, then forget it. Yeah, I agree with Christine. If you can't have the cutscenes actually run the way normally in your special equipment that they would run on their own in-game, then forget it. Like, I mean, that was a huge problem with me for Dragon Age, actually, when you downloaded the dragon armor for, the blood armor for Dragon Age, and then, you couldn't take off you couldn't take off the helmet, and then when you started playing the Dragon Age DLC, you actually couldn't even wear it. You were suddenly showed up on the DLC totally naked, like except for your underwear, it was so odd. I think we talked about it back like a while ago, but I'm all down for special armor, but it has to work.
You need to toggle the helmet.
Yeah, it has to work the way.
Please put the helmet toggle back in Mass Effect 3. Good Lord.
I wonder how difficult that must be, though. I mean, there's got to be a reason why. I mean, BioWare is pretty on the mark as far as the details.
Yeah, but you think, I mean, they had several different armor types in Mass Effect 1 as well. Granted, not necessarily that extreme, but I just don't see why they were able to do it in the first one and not able to do it in the second.
Yeah. I don't know.
Usually, like,
and where are the female armor? Where are the female size hoodies? Damn it!
I know. I'm sitting here wearing my male size.
Oh, someone sent in a note and said that they were out. Like, to go.
But I didn't. I've looked. And
oh, they're
didn't
not.
See it?
Okay.
Maybe I'm blind.
Well, maybe it was just a post saying when they were coming.
Yeah, there was a post saying that they are coming. I haven't seen.
Are
them
you
in the
serious?
Store.
I didn't see that post. Really?
You should go check out the new lithographs too. They're pretty neat.
Guess what I'm doing right after the podcast?
We gotta go check it out.
Yeah, but the armor thing. From my very limited developer knowledge since I did PR, you know, most of the time these are just textures that are applied to a character model. So I wouldn't think it would be that hard, but I don't know if like, you know, they had to package something like all together as one in order to make it downloadable.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I think they did actually have to rebuild the engine in some way, shape or form for Mass Effect 2 because Mass Effect 1 didn't run the way they wanted it to.
Right.
So maybe in that process that got cut, but please add it back.
Yeah.
It's an RPG. It's something that's fully voice acted and fully captured and everything. Like you need that. And to just say, I just didn't care about all the special upgrades or whatever you would get with that armor. I just stuck with standard stuff cause I could take the helmet off.
Yeah.
And then I put on that funky little visor because I was like, well, I get some sort of stats with this and it doesn't cover up my whole face. So that's a winner.
Okay. Next question comes to us from Sean. Sean says, as women continue to become a larger part of the industry as consumers and developers, how do we think this will affect the industry over the next 5 years?
Better games.
Honestly, I totally wasn't listening to what you just said.
More women in the industry?
Uh-huh.
How's it going to affect the industry down the road?
Oh, I think it'll only improve it.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out I was that... completely still thinking about Mass Effect. I totally realized I didn't hear a word you said.
Some of the old adventure games, all like Roberta Williams. You know, great games, and I just can't. I hope that more women get involved.
I think maybe this is just me being sexist pro-female. for change is that I think women have a tendency to be very good storytellers and also mm-hmm. very good on details. And so I think a lot of RPGs, if these companies manage to get some quality, you know, and I'm not saying guys can't do this either, mm-hmm. but, you know, I just think women have a tendency to lean towards that more.
I think guys focus more on the gunplay and the women focus more on the story and the characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for me, that's what I want to play is about the story and the characters.
I think if you get a good balance of women that are like that in the industry, more specifically for games that are specialized in that area, like an RPG or something of that nature, obviously keep the guys with the guns on there too, so you have a balance, then you easily could make some of the best games ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be amazing, having that mixture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think too, we've already seen this, we'll see a little bit of a shift towards kind of more realistically proportioned looking women characters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, which has already gotten a lot better in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been an advocate to not totally dismiss the fun of having like a big boobed crazy Noriko character, but that's not to say that I haven't
she
been
didn't
really
have that big of boobs. She's I meant like old school Lara Croft.
But I mean that too. I mean any of those, but I mean like she was very pretty scantily clad, and you know there's something, you know, it's a little ridiculous. Her hair is constantly flowing like she's got a wind machine on it. And but I've also, as much as I do love playing those kind of crazy like Blood Rain characters, I still really enjoy playing like a Faith from Mirror's Edge, mm-hmm. where it's like you can see, you could imagine that girl is going to run around the streets of wherever she is, New York City or whatever,
without falling over.
And she can still,
her
but I mean, like,
don't...
you know, they can still be hot, they can still be sexy, they mm-hmm. can still be imaginative without having to be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like my crazy, but I would rather see more substantial versus mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah. Alrighty. Oh, this is a question for you, Jess.
Uh-oh. Am I in the mood to answer this question today? I had such a bad day today.
It might be a happy question.
Okay.
Is it a happy question?
Uh-oh, it's not.
I don't know because I've never heard your take on this anyhow.
Oh, okay.
You want to know if you're ever going to go out on another date with Jim Riley?
Oh. probably not. I've met the boy of my dreams, and I don't ever want to have to date again.
Yeah,
I think that
you just broke everyone's hearts.
Whatever, they can still love her.
It's not to say that he won't dump me. But I'm pretty.
I think you're pretty much the girl of most men's dreams.
You'd be surprised. I think after a while, I have a tendency to, once the shine wears off, then they realize what is actually coming out of my mouth when I'm talking to them, and you know, a lot of anger issues that might not be the best thing
to sign up
for. But
that's why you play games, to help the anger issues.
I do.
By shooting things.
And it works.
It does.
I'll tell you, after my experience with the Department of Parking and Transportation in San Francisco today, if I go home, I'm going to be putting in a shooter, and I'm going to feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. A lot. Some GTA?
Yeah.
That'll scratch some itch. It'll scratch a little bit of an itch.
You should see if there's a copy of Singularity for you to borrow.
Or that. Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. I would totally want to play that game. Yeah. Did Jim Riley write you that question? Because he was just down here.
Riley at gmail.com.
No, it's from, someone who claims to be named Brandon. So
a lot of people are, at least they were. I didn't, when was that question
dated?
Let me
just say that Jim.
May 25th.
Despite me saying that I wouldn't go on another date, he was quite a gentleman. He was an absolute gentleman, was a total sweetheart the whole time. And it actually, going on that date and getting to know Jim has opened my eyes and it, you know, to a person in the office that I might not have normally talked to. And I totally now have high respect for Jim.
Cool. Awesome. Next question comes from Mike. Oh, this is Mike Glasswell. He is the one who drew our cartoon.
Oh, nice.
So, thanks, Mike. He wants to know what was the best story-based twist that we have encountered in a game.
Oh, shoot.
And I know mine, and that's BioShock. Oh. And that was when you found out that you were a genetically modified person that was just there to...
Would you kindly?
Yeah, the would you kindly thing, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I would have to say mine is Silent Hill 2 at the end when you realize that you are the one that has been I mean, should I give this away? I mean, it's been a couple of years.
Spoilers.
Okay, yeah, spoilers. It's been good. A few years now that you guys, if you're upset that I told you, it's tough.
You could always pause or turn.
Yeah. Go on a forum and complain.
Yeah.
but when you find out that you're the one that actually, like, murdered your wife and all this stuff and...
Yeah.
That the reason that you are where you're basically in your own private hell because of your guilt and all this other stuff. I thought it was great.
Yeah. That one this was like, is not really... Crackdown did not have a great story, granted. However, at the very end, when
did you
turns
say
out,
Crackdown?
Yes, I know. It's totally weird. However, I was very surprised when at the end it was like, by the way, you're basically the bad guy. Oh. And I was like, what? but no, but I just leveled up this dude and I'm a good guy. It was just really weird. And yeah, Crackdown does not have a story whatsoever. I'm not saying it does, but that did kind of wake. What?
Yeah. I've got one. Okay. I got one. This one, I forgot. Oh my God. And it almost made me cry. Made me cry. Shout out to the Colossus when you find out that the Colossus.
Spoilers!
Are you serious?
I haven't played it and I really, really want to.
Oh, okay. You know what? Just because the HD versions are coming out, so we'll potentially, we hope.
It's still a rumor for now, but
it's a high
really,
end rumor of leaning towards yes, I would have to say. But I really hope they do because I'll play them again. Because of that, I will stay away from totally ruining
this. Shadow of the Colossus.
But yes. Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay.
Oh, God, it's so good. Go play it now. Oh, man.
All right, cool.
You're going to cry. And I hope I'm there to see it because finally the animals will get back at you.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Are they taking a hammer to me?
No, but the gun. The emotional hurt that you are going to feel once you find out. Okay. Oh my God. I sobbed.
Wow.
I've probably never been that emotional in my life.
Wow.
It's that intense, dude. Totally play it.
Okay. So we got time for one more. This one comes from Denny. Denny is talking about kind of the over-the-top females that we see in games, and he wants to know, he says, do you think this may be, since often the male characters are a male idealized version of a man, that the problem, relates that the female characters are a male idealized version of a woman as opposed to a woman's idealized version of a woman? I think, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, my whole thing always, the reason why I've supported crazy women looking women in these games is because the guys look just as ridiculous. And I don't know how many like guys playing video games look like, Kratos. Right. So I've always been like, hey, it's an even keel on that one, folks. Yeah. So either deal with it or don't deal with it. He brings up a good point that I've never thought of is the male's version of an idealized woman versus a woman's idealized version. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I won't lie. I wouldn't mind having some bigger boobs and and a tighter ass to walk around in spandex all the time. I loved Wonder Woman growing up.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the most, not talking about her recent costume, she doesn't have the most,
forgiving
outfit. and even the TV show.
Yeah.
It wasn't very forgiving. I mean, Linda Carter was quite a babe. And so, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, for me, it kind of depends on the mood that I'm in. Like, if I throw in a game that has a crazy, ridiculous woman in it and I'm already in a bad mood, I'm just like, what the hell? Another one? Why? But if I'm in an okay mood, it doesn't bother me so much. So, okay. So we are going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Quick heads up, 2 weeks from now, we are going to have our next special guest, and that is going to be Lucy Bradshaw from Maxis, key developer in The Sims and Spore. She's basically like Will Wright's right-hand woman. So we're thrilled to have
her on.
His Girl Friday, there you go.
Nice.
So she will be on 2 weeks... 2 or 3 weeks. But anyhow, if you have questions directly for her, please, you can start sending those in to IGN Girl Fight as well. Just put Lucy in the subject line so that we know that those are for her. And if you've got questions for us, you can continue sending them to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And we will be back with you next week. We'll be right back.
Nudes.